Okay, guys, I wanted to share a couple of thoughts about dating apps because I am single at the moment. I'm not really looking heavily for anyone at the moment, but I wanted to get creative around what would a neurodiversity relationship app look like. Let's have some fun. Okay, so let's dig in. So I just want to have some fun in this episode and kind of share where my mind goes sometimes just for fun. Now, many years ago, I've got a close friend called Elaine, and we catch up. You'll say this is crazy, but we catch up probably every 6 months for lunch. But it's with those type of friends where you catch up and it's like you've seen each other every week for the last 6 months. I'm definitely neurodiverse. She's probably in there somewhere as well. And we always joked about, wouldn't it be amazing if there were better dating apps that were driven by personality tests? And we used to joke around what it would look like and saying, hey, we should probably create this because the current ones are terrible. As they're pretty much just swipe a face if you think they're pretty and or handsome, and then hope there's some sort of deep lasting connection there. So we were joking that, hey, we should probably create one. And I was thinking, hey, I just wanted to share what I would do if a dating app came around for the neurodiverse. Now, this is one of those questions that a lot of us will have, not on creating dating apps, but could I do it or should I do it? And this is a very big challenge for the dyslexic, the ADHD mind, is that we can come up with ideas so quickly. Some of them are great, some of them are terrible. If we're passionate about one, being great or terrible, we sometimes run off in a direction. So this is one that I'm not really interested at all in creating myself. It would be a massive mission, and but again, I do like letting my mind dream about what it could be because it's good training for your brain. What could it look like? How would I use it? What would it do? What benefits would I want that I don't see in the market at the moment? And the big competitors are Tinder and Bumble for this type of thing. But again, they're pretty similar in slightly different ways, but pretty similar. And what I would really like to see is a more honest dating app. The challenge with the dating apps these days, they've not existed that long, have they? So the challenge with a lot of them is it's kind of like Instagram. People put up the top 5% of their experiences in photos. So it's not a very good, realistic look at the people you're actually going to be talking to. I guess it's kind of like a first date. It's very, majority of people put up who they want to be rather than who they are. And it's only until you dig deeper and deeper and deeper, and that can take weeks and weeks of a conversation to really just to really realize who the person you're talking to is. And then you can start dating someone, and then you decide, both of you even, that it's not actually right after quite a long time. But it all started because of the right thing, if that makes any sense. And so, I think there needs to be a bit more personally about things like personality tests. I always remember years ago reading about star signs and how they can say, hey, these two star signs should be together. So I'm Aries, and I think mine was Libra and something else. And I always used to joke, but it was interesting. I did actually get attracted to a lot of Libras, which was odd. But yeah, it was like what I liked about that is it kind of that actually worked out. What are the kind of personalities that worked? And what I've always thought of is if you had an app like this, you don't want people to not put up the stuff that the kind of the headline images. But what you'd want to do is you'd have, if you both connected, you'd both have to say, have do a video and be remarkably honest about three things in your life. Three things that you wouldn't tell anyone for months and months and months. Usually, to kind of just say, hey, this is actually how I am. Like maybe I have anxiety or I've got that sixth toe. I don't have one, but you know what I mean? The things you'd kind of want to know a bit earlier, which also could lead to either you guys connecting at a much deeper level quickly or kind of not talking anymore, which would be really valuable, I think, at least. I also think, you know, what should be built, what could be built into these apps that would be really valuable, especially for people looking for relationships, not just hookups, is kind of taking some principles of a good relationship and helping teach people along the way, because it's not what happens. And I presume it's done because financially that's not what people would naturally consider paying for. But, you know, looking at what does a good relationship take? You know, how could you use an app to improve communication? You know, by helping people ask the right questions, or how could you use artificial intelligence to help stuff like that? Maybe there's also things like the love languages, which, if you've ever read that book, is fantastic. If you're in a relationship, it's a great audio book around how people receive love. And it's, I think there's a massive piece of that around why a lot of relationships don't actually work out, which is pretty interesting. But you could somehow, how could you build that into the app? And I guess what I wanted to, the whole point of this podcast was just to show people the creative mind going. Because what happens with me is I'm looking at this app and I let my mind loose and it goes into the drawer of things I've tried in the past and it goes, what could connect? Like the five love languages, the personality testing, star signs. I'm not saying star signs I'm naturally believe in a lot of, but you know, it's in my Rolodex, in my brain, of things that could connect to what we're talking about. So it's really, it's just the way your brain works as a dyslexic, and it's very important to let it loose on some ideas. You know, just because you, and again, I think over time, you start to let yourself dream. And it can be scary to think, hey, I'm off dreaming about something else. Why can't I focus on what I do? But I think accepting yourself is, it's okay to dream sometimes. You don't have to do, you can just dream. Oh, I should put that on a quote. But, you know, that's really important. Let yourself dream about what you want. Let yourself be creative. Let your mind loose. Let it go beyond the edges of what already exists. Because it may not be the idea you're thinking of. Like, I have no interest in becoming the next Tinder or Bumble mogul. It's not a massive thing in my life. But it's interesting to think about it. And then it's interesting to see if someone does that in the future. I've had a few ideas in the past that I've gotten really clear on and gone, actually, I just don't have the interest or passion. Someone's done it and made a lot of money out of it, and that's great. But it's good that I kind of came up with that in my own way and thought through it. And I'm like, okay, yep, I've still got it. My brain's ticking along. So if you are creative, give yourself some time to think like that. Have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever suits you, orange juice. I'm not picky on what you drink, but just, you know, find a place to sit. Like, I've got a little sunroom. You may have seen a couple of videos I've done down here in the group, and it's I've got a beanbag. It's a really cool little white room, a big green, I'm looking at it right now, big green wall of plants. Hedge is the word I was looking for, a big hedge. With blue sky above it, it's absolutely beautiful to sit in and just think. But making sure you have space to let your mind run loose and do nothing is as important as running around and doing lots of stuff. Because many of us get stuck in doing lots of stuff and not spending time with our mind. And that's what's so important. You don't have to change that. That's a great part of you. Embrace it, love it. And over time, you'll get better and better at learning how to direct it. So hopefully you've enjoyed this weird podcast, but I just thought it'd be a bit of fun. What thing could you dream up, and what thing would you like to see different in this world that your mind can create?